So there's a famous story from the Kedushas Levi that on Rosh Hashanah, when there was Day of Rosh Hashanah that fell out on Shabbos, so the Kedushas Levi said to Hashem, you know, Hashem, you're Mekayim Mitzvos. The Gemara says that you do Mitzvos too. And it's a Mitzvah to keep Shabbos, and you can't write on Shabbos. So it's a Rosh Hashanah, and you have to write in the Sfarim, in the Sefer HaChaim, in the Sefer HaMavis, who's going to live and who's going to die. So you can't write, right? So whatever's in the book is in the book. You can't write. But you can break Shabbos for Pikuach Nefesh in order to save someone. So look at us. We need to be saved. So I demand that you write in the Sefer HaChaim, in the Book of Life, for Klal Yisrael, because that's the only way that you can write in a book since it's Shabbos today. So we know that Hashem keeps the mitzvos kivyachol, and the Piezetzner Rebbe asks in his first drasha from 1939 on Shabbos Shuva, he says, so it's a mitzvah also to do tshuva. So how does Hashem do tshuva and Aseres Yemei Tshuva on Shabbos Shuva? And he says, Vayinachem Hashem al ra asher dibur la'asos lamo, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has gzeros, that certain bad things are going to happen to Klal Yisrael or to individual people. Vayinachem Hashem al ra asher dibur la'asos lamo, Hashem can go back on his gzeros. So it's such a thing that Hashem has kivyachol charata, that he sees now that he wants to change his mind on how he's going to treat the Jewish people. So when we do tshuva, we get to tshuva and say, Hashem, we are sorry for our chataim, we're going to come back to you. So Hashem can do tshuva also by saying, I'm no longer going to give you a gzeira. I'm no longer going to follow through on the bad gzeira for Klal Yisrael. That's how Hashem can do tshuva. But the Eshkodra says it's not enough. It's not enough that Hashem could do tshuva and not to do a bad gzeira. So okay, so we'll be left like we are already. So nothing bad will happen, but now is bad. We're not in a good time. We're in, as Rabbi Nachman says, Mokom Lo Tov. We're in the bad place. So real tshuva is to say, I'm going to do something positive. I'm going to save Klal Yisrael. I'm going to bring complete Yeshua. I'm going to bring them all the way. So real tshuva from Hashem, if Hashem wants to do real tshuva, not just to take away the gezeros of Ra, Ad Mosai Vina Hachem Al Avadecha. We say to Hashem, Ad Mosai, until when is your tshuva going to be? Bechinas V'hinachem Al Avadecha. That just, he says, Nachem, V'hinachem Hashem Al Ra. He regretted doing the Ra. Until when is it going to be V'inachem, that the tshuva is only going to be a nichum? When is the tshuva going to be a real tshuva that he's going to save us? So the Shkodra says, if we want to know when that's going to be, when the tshuva is going to be the real tshuva, so he says it's on us. What is our tshuva going to be like? Shuvu Yisrael ad Hashem Elokecha. It can't just be Shuva Yisrael ki chashalta bavanecha. Do tshuva because you did chataim. It can't just be that, to say, I'm not going to do my chaitam anymore. It has to be Shuva Yisrael ad Hashem Elokecha, ki chashalta ba'avonecha. Your tshuva has to bring you to Hashem. It's not enough to say, Hashemnu, bagadnu, gazalnu, that I have charat on all these things that I did wrong. What am I going to do now? What am I going to do differently? How am I going to go all the way to Hashem? And if we do that all the way to Hashem, so Hashem will come back to us. So he says, Vayter, that Rabbi Akiva has the amazing line, Ashreichem Yisrael lifnei mi atem mitaren mi mitare eschem, avichem sheba shamayim. Praiseworthy are the Jewish people. Before who are we cleansed? Lifnei mi atem mitaren. Before whom are you cleansed? Mi mitare eschem avichem sheba shamayim. Hashem cleanses us. So there's an unbelievable idea from the Maharim that he says is a Kabbalah that he received from his Rebbeim, that someone who is killed al Kedushas Hashem, so the tzaddikim who perished in the Holocaust and other situations, Einu Margish Yisurim Klal, because they were killed by Kedushas Hashem, they didn't feel the Yisurim of death. That's what he says al Pi Kabbalah. So the Eish Kodesh says that the way this works is that Shekevin Shemislahav Becheshek Nimratz, because you feel such a great connection to Hashem, that I'm dying Kedushas Hashem, So Hashem is memala es kol chushav. He brings up your senses, that your senses of your physical senses and of feeling and smelling, they go higher into a level of machshava. Since you took your machshava and you put it into a high place, so he brings your chushim and brings it to a high place also. It's to ad kedei kach that those who were killed in Kedushas Hashem didn't feel it. So he says, so this can also work for us, that we have Yisurim also. We have lots of little Yisurim. We're not, Baruch Hashem, in this situation to be killed al Kedushas Hashem. But if we take our Yisurim, all of our struggles in our life, and we make them to be l'kedushas Hashem, to say that every little thing that I go through that's difficult in my life, I'm going to make it for Hashem. How do we do that? By saying, I know that Hashem is giving this to me in my life, and allow you to not be affected by this Yisurim anymore. That He'll bring you l'malam in atava, and bring up your chushim, that you will find a way to not have to struggle with them. Just by saying, by being cognizant of the idea, and actively saying, I know this is to be metaharosi, and not just stam a struggle, Hashem will take away the struggle. Not necessarily will the struggle fall away, but you won't feel it in the same way. And he says, that's what it means, Ashreichem Yisrael, lifnei mi atem metaharim, before who are we cleansed? Not just Hashem, avichem shebashamayim. Just like a father doesn't want to see his son go through any struggle, a father wants to give chesed to a son and to take him away from anything negative. So, mimatar eschem, if you realize that Hashem is coming to cleanse you, so then avichem shebashamayim, ashrecha, that you'll see that Hashem is in charge and He's your father also and He wants to take it away. So we should be zocher here that these two ideas together, that our tshuva should be all the way to Hashem, shuva Yisrael ad Hashem Elokecha. If we take the struggles that we have in our own Yiddishkeit, the difficulties that we have, and we show Hashem, we're being moser atzmenu akadushas Hashem, that is being metahara us. The difficulties that I have in my own Judaism, I can't do it. I can't be who I want to be all the time. The only reason why we can't be who we want to be all the time is because Hashem wants to be metahara osana. He wants us to become tahor through that struggle. So if we say, I'm going to do the best that I can, and whenever it's too difficult for me, that's being metaharosi, Hashem will take away those struggles, and we won't feel them, we won't be bothered by them, and then we can be zocha to do real tshuva, ad Hashem Elokecha, and then we won't have to say, ad masai hinachem alavadecha, but the tshuva that Hashem will do will not just be nichum, to take away the bad, but also to bring us to the great.